You're listening to The Bob Langford Show on News Talk 680 WPTF.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. This Saturday night, where it's actually raining. Listen, serious. It hasn't rained since about 1971, so the roads are going to be slick because it's like
they're awful.
Oil, really?
They're bad tonight.
Oil from the Johnson administration is percolating to the surface. I have a confession to make. I always wanted to be an architect. This is true, but the longer I went through school, the harder math got for me. I mean, I would work four times harder for C's in math than I would for A's in history and English and things like that. So by the second semester of fourth grade, I had to make a call, and I knew architecture was not for me. By the second semester of fourth grade, I had to, come on, guys, I'm not getting any funnier. Thank you. George Smart and Vinny Petrarca are here. George is, first of all, he's the son of a guy who actually could do math, who was an architect. And he has launched a website called TriangleModernistHouses.com, which celebrates the modern architecture that we have in the Triangle, and we've got lots of it. We do. Dating back from when it kind of began in the early 50s, at least how when it kind of began in North Carolina. George, let me start with you. What, everybody drives by these funky looking houses and goes, that's cool, or what in blazes is that, or somewhere in between, but nobody else says, we need a website that catalogs every one of these, or as many as you can possibly get your mitts around. Yes, you're always doing crazy stuff, but this is pegging the meter. What prompted this?
Because what most people don't realize, Bob, is that these houses are not just works of construction. They really are works of art. And we want to try to preserve as many of them as we can in the community. A lot of people don't know about them. Some are not on public thoroughfares. It's hard to find them. So I'm looking to really preserve and archive every one of these modernist houses that I can find. And since the website has started,
which
was just a few months, I've gone from about 15 houses to, I think the most recent count was 245. I'm adding about four or five a day sometimes, because people are now starting to come to the site, which is TriangleModernistHouses.com, and see something from down their street or a house their friend is in, or in many cases it's the child of an architect who designed a really cool house and they want their father or mother to be included.
How did we get these houses? I mean, if you go to other cities our size or other areas our size, you don't see modern houses, modern buildings like we have.
You don't see hardly any. In fact, the reason is because we're one of the few places in the country with this kind of concentration. It's because back in the 40s, Henry Camp Hefner, who was the new dean of the School of Design at NC State, recruited really a world-class faculty to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And when they arrived, they started doing some work on the side, mostly for NC State professors and physicians and others in town. And these houses started to spring up, especially along the corridor, along Dixie Trail, Churchill Road, in that part of town.
All right. You're driving down the road on Saturday night trying not to slip off from all the oil that, you know, and modernist, what? All right, here to explain exactly what this means, we have an actual architect in the building.
Well, actually, I'm not an architect. I'm part of a partner in Tonic Design, an architectural firm. But, you know. I actually went to the School of Design at NC State. I worked with Frank Harmon for 10 years, and you know, a modernist home is more, it's too easy to call it a style. It's really a spirit. And in the sense that, you know, clients want to understand their choices. They love the process of design. Clients want to challenge their program. you know, a lot of houses that, you know, I grew up in, and I grew up in the suburbs in Charlotte, and we had basically four rooms, and two of them we didn't use, which was a formal family room and formal living room. And so a lot of people now were spending a lot of money to build new houses. Why only get 50 cents on a dollar a square foot you construct?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the modernist home is really sort of a connection to the, you know, indoor-outdoor relationship, and, you know, people want to live differently.
I have a theory that people buy traditional houses. I mean, the kind of house that you see in... The perfect example is the house in the Home Alone movie. You know, people buy that house for five weeks a year. They want to have Thanksgiving dinner in the big dining room, and there's, you know, carving the turkey, and they want to have everybody running through the house. Everybody comes in from out of town, and then the day after Christmas, it's all gone. And the other 46 weeks a year, you live in a house, like I said, that just doesn't work, I guess.
That's right. I mean, we what we do, and, you know, all the architects here in the Triangle, you know, we're all, there's a lot of quality of work going on. You know, they'll ask questions and really sort of, you know, I think, you know, Christopher Alexander in his Timeless Way of Building said, you know, the architect's creative power, his capacity to make something beautiful, and lies in his capacity to observe correctly. And, you know, understanding a family, you know, and how they want to live in their house, and designing and crafting a space for that and flow doesn't necessarily mean you're going to fit into, you know, appraised, you know, appraiser kind of spreadsheets where you check off a certain size, a certain amount of bathrooms, a certain amount of rooms.
And also one thing about modernist houses is that they tend to have a certain common look and feel to them. For one thing, there tends to be a lot more glass and connection to the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel nature more around you. Secondly, there tends to be a lot more fluidity of rooms. So you don't have as much boxy kind of cutting up of a house. Things more open, an open kitchen. Much like people might go to the beach and rent a beach house where the living room and dining room and kitchen all flow in together. You see that in many of the modernist homes in this area.
Then why in the last 60 years have we, why are we still building and designing houses the way they did 100 years ago? Why are we in that traditional pattern that we cannot break out of, Vinny?
Well, I think there's safety in numbers. And, you know, when there's a lot of the same, there's a lot of safety. And, you know, when you're going to make the biggest investment in your life,
mm-hmm.
you want to make sure it's a safe one.
I can imagine. Yes. In fact, I know this person. Oh, I don't know if you're going to be able to resell that.
Yeah, exactly. And resale, you know, it's kind of a myth or a misconception in the sense that modern houses don't sell. Well, modern houses never really hit the market. There was a house designed by Roger and Susan Cannon on the Circle over here by the Third Place. And, you know, they made this huge addition on the back of a house. And we're like, oh, wow, this is amazing. You know, this guy's going to live here the rest of his life. Well, he actually met a girl in another state in the country and had to put it on the market. And everybody freaked out.
He chose a girl over his modernist house? Someone with priorities that out of whack doesn't deserve to have such a fine house.
Well, it was the best thing that actually happened to us.
I'm kidding, baby.
It was one of the best things that happened to us architects in the Triangle because he put it on the market and it sold in 3 days for $750,000 and he got all his money back. And that just really proved to a lot of people. And then, of course, we all sort of make a mental note and make sure that all of our appraisers know that it's a comp out there because a lot of times it's hard to find comps and a good appraiser can
tell people what a comp is.
Basically, when you go to apply for a construction loan, an appraiser will look for similar projects in your area or similar types of construction
mm-hmm.
to justify the comparable value of what you're trying to borrow and build. And when you're building something unique, it's often sometimes hard to find. But now, you know, but that was rare that it sold so fast. But a lot of times people design a house and they stay in there for 10 plus years.
Or more. I have listings of houses on the site where people have been there 40, 50 years.
Oh, sure.
They're the original client for the architect from 1955.
We're talking architecture. We'll talk with you about it, too. Here are your numbers, everybody. 860-WPTF, 1-800-662-7979, star 680. Vinny Petrarca from Tonic Design and George Smart from TriangleModernistHouses.com are with us. Bob Langford on a rainy Saturday night on PTF.